Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on coronavirus in the United States, as America's leading infectious disease expert says, the U.S. seems to be turning a corner when it comes to hospitalizations and ventilator incubations. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that he and other members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force do not want to be premature in easing up on social distancing. The U.S. does now lead the world in coronavirus deaths. Dozens of people in Mississippi had to give up social distancing for a while yesterday so they could take cover when deadly tornadoes roared through. In Monroe, Mississippi, the mayor says,
thank God we've had a few minor injuries, no fatalities at this point that we know of.
Seven of the people killed were in Mississippi, a state of emergency declared in Mississippi and Louisiana. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
People who worshipped at a Kentucky church yesterday, Easter Sunday, could face mandatory quarantine now. Kentucky state troopers were outside the Maryville Baptist Church, which is south of Louisville, documenting license plates. And the information is to be turned over to health officials, who will then visit people's homes with orders to self-quarantine for 14 days. OPEC members met over the weekend, agreeing to a 10 million barrel per day cut in oil production starting May 1st, but it might have little impact on the price at the pump given the coronavirus in the United States. Here's John Clemens with more.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us
the national average has dropped 8 cents a gallon in the last week and currently stands at $1.83 a gallon, 45 cents lower than a month ago, and a whopping dollar per gallon lower than 1 year ago.
Host of ABC's Good Morning America and This Week, George Stephanopoulos, says he has COVID-19, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new report from the CDC finds the coronavirus can travel at least 13 feet through the air. That's more than twice the current social distancing recommendation. The report also finding the virus can be spread on shoes based on examining the footwear of ICU staff working in Wuhan, China, where the outbreak began. High levels of the virus were also noted on surfaces like computers, trash cans, and bed rails. An after show for the popular Netflix series Tiger King is now available on the streaming service. The extra episode that came out last night includes interviews with a number of people involved in the original series that focused on Joe Exotic. He collected tigers for his GW Exotic Animal Park south of Oklahoma City. He doesn't appear in the after show because he's serving a 22-year prison term for a murder-for-hire plot against Florida animal rights activist Carol Baskin. Baskin said last week she wasn't approached about the new episode and wouldn't have participated had she been asked. And their names will not be going into the record books because they don't want to get arrested. But three people have set what's believed to be a record by driving from New York City to Redondo Beach, California in 26 hours and 38 minutes. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Steady as she goes. Nothing wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we ponder what has happened. In a matter of a short number of weeks, our country has been paralyzed in fear, misinformation, all, you know, being brought to you, certainly by the CCP to begin with, the Communist Chinese Party, and furthered by WHO and other globalists who really see that they're all indictable, all culpable in this whole situation. And, of course, what we're hearing, you know, in terms of, you know, did it come from the wet markets or did it come from a lab? Look, it's hard to believe anything. And then they give you numbers from China that supposedly, you know, this is what's happening in terms of the numbers of people who have been infected with COVID, how, you know, what the recovery rate. And what can you believe? You can't even, you know, to quote them, it's amazing how, you know, they're, you know, the talking heads don't even halt for a moment. They just put the numbers out there because that's what they're reading without any conditionality whatsoever. But China has proven to be unworthy of the trust of Americans, or dare I even say the international community, as we spoke with Juanita Ingram, an attorney and an expat in Taiwan, and what happened there, they moved very quickly. They saw that there were serious problems. Of course, they're only about 70 miles away from China, and they were definitely well aware of what they experienced with SARS and took what they learned from the SARS epidemic and were very much prepared. Now, it's hard to think that, you know, for just a moment, to think that, you know, for all the resources and money that we have here in America, we couldn't be more efficient than Taiwan, that, you know, our services, our agencies were not better prepared. I mean, because SARS was here, it was an American experience as well. It just didn't happen in Taiwan. But, you know, outside of the politics and everything, they decided to do something about it. And they were very serious about it because they took the warning of SARS and what kind of, you know, potential things down the road could happen. I mean, Bill Gates, 5-6 years ago, warned, said, look, at, you know, if millions of people die anytime soon, it's not going to be as a result of missiles or bombs or a nuclear weapon. It's going to be from a virus. So he saw it. There's others that have said, look, this is a growing concern. And by the way, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the United States was working with China at one time on the construct of this particular virus. In 2018, they said, this is too dangerous. We're not going to do this. And so they stepped away. Well, China didn't step away. They found an advocate, and you know, she's been on YouTube. She's done YouTube videos and very well publicized. And they went on to further the study of this in the laboratory there in Wuhan. Okay. So when they're saying it was brought to you by bats in the wet markets, they also discovered, oh, yeah, what? They hadn't been selling bats in the wet market. So, again, this is all misdirect. This only delays what is going on. But this should be a lesson for all of us. In this information age in which we live in, you've got to appreciate that the lines of communication have been violated. And they're not clean and they're not pure. And this is why we say, as consumers of said information, we need to be more critical in our thinking and questioning and understanding of what's going on. We can't rely on the mainstream media. The mainstream media was established to be free and independent so that it could look into these things on our behalf. But unfortunately, they have become partisan and we can't even trust them fully, which is sad, because when you think of how they've been protected, you know, the people that work in the media as journalists, some outstanding people, by the way. I don't mean to broad brush this and say all the media. But sadly, you know, for these people who do have credibility and who are honest purveyors of information, they're the ones that should be screaming from the mountaintops and do everything they can to purify the communication lines and to hold their peers accountable for the misinformation and irresponsible information, this idea of anonymous and, you know, other things that they've introduced to the body politic. This does not serve us well. So at a time when we need to have trusted information, we have to filter through the animus that the media has for the President of the United States. You know, their interpretation of how quick or how slow America acted. And dare I say that based on things even said by Dr. Fauci, who we've come to admire, and Dr. Birx, they're a bit slow on the uptake. And especially when you talk with somebody who's an expat living in Taiwan, and they saw the problem in January and moved quite rapidly, and they were outside of the threat in 30 days. Not totally recovered. They have a new normal now, just like we will have a new normal in terms of social distancing. But I'm not sure Taiwan was such a hotbed for, you know, concerts and basketball games and that sort of thing. It'll be interesting to see how that comes about. And then some of these analysts say, oh, well, we're going to just flip a switch to this economy. Really? Come on. I don't think Donald Trump has suggested that in any means. I mean, he's putting together a team of advisors. I'd say one of the things that he should add to that team is somebody from Main Street America, just an everyday citizen. Bring him into the White House. Have him sit right there in the midst of all these doctors and PhDs and what have you that seem like they know so much. And let's hear the pain of the American people of really what they're dealing with. The fact that they're out of jobs. And as Bill Bennett talked about, you know, suicide hotline calls up 300%. I mean, Donald Trump said this. He said, look it, with us shutting down our economy, unemployment levels at record levels right now. And what looks to be down the road even more so, it only spells pain here in River City. And people are freaking out. And so all these things are going to be manifest. I say all these things, whether it's suicide rate, crime, marital conflict. I mean, just go down the list. This is what's happening in America today as the result of our reaction. Some would say overreaction. Some would say imprudent reaction, whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is that we have to get behind the leader of this country, Donald Trump. And, you know, I think as I said earlier in my conversation with Dr. Reed, is that the president many times has proven to be right. Remember, he said that he thought we could be getting things back, you know, by Easter. He didn't say everything. He said we could start getting our country back to work by Easter. And then, of course, he got chastised, and the media beat him up and bullied him up and bled him up a little bit. And he said, look, this was aspirational. But the fact of the matter is, look where we are today. You know, there's some truth to what he had to say, even if he was being aspirational. As he also said, he's not a doctor. Stay with us. We got more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender. So there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, it really is about liberty, is it not? It's about our freedom. I mean, here on the heels of Easter Sunday, today being Easter Monday, lest we forget, it is all about freedom. Inalienable rights, not given by the government, but by God himself. And our governments would like to come in and impede on said freedoms. And America needs to take a stand on the behalf of freedom and our inalienable rights for all citizens of the United States of America, and the impingement of these rights, the way they have been thrust upon us, all in the name of COVID-19, the coronavirus. Now, Bill Bennett, this morning, he said this is not a pandemic. Dave in the Fox, his name escapes me for just a minute, and I don't know why, because I have many of his books. Brian Kilmeade took exception. He didn't make a big deal out of it. I think it just caught him off guard. But here's the former czar of H.W. Bush, an education secretary, going, this is not a pandemic. You think about it. There's a 98%, better than 98% recovery rate. And the other thing that has to be considered, and of course, there's going to be plenty of time to break this down in terms of the truth of the matter and what's been, what's been happening because of the misinformation that's gone out. And we can get tied up in arguing back and forth, but right now we need to get this country back to work. And it's going to be a process. And as I tell my kids all the time, when you're in this kind of process, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run. Some have suggested it'll be like flipping a switch. No, it's not going to be like flipping a switch. I mean, we have a new normal. I mean, look what happened in Taiwan and what Juanita Ingram shared with us, what she had to experience, is that it is a process. And they're still going through it. They're still wearing masks. They're on the other side of it. They've only had 6 deaths. They got information early. They were prepared because of the SARS experience. Why the United States wasn't better prepared, you would think, for all the money that we've put into this category, why were we caught on our heels like this? And but for President Trump, you have to give him credit for shutting down the flights to, flights from China into the United States, which he was called all kinds of names for, as you recall. But yet other people, began to see it, and they didn't see, for example, in Italy. Italy has a high number of Chinese that live in the northern part of Italy. Of course, they go back to China, many of those to Wuhan, and to celebrate the Chinese New Year. Okay, so we had all this guy. I mean, it was a perfect storm, really. And who would have known? Because the Communist Party of China was not forthcoming. So the people go home to celebrate the Chinese New Year. They get back on planes. And those metal cylinders that are really incubators of all kinds of bacteria and what have you, and just let it run rampant. And they come back to Italy. And, of course, that was the next hotspot, as you recall. And because of the open borders, the globalist mindset, then, of course, it spreads throughout Europe. Interesting that there were some people that did some things right and some that didn't do it wrong. I mean, we're reading about Sweden. Sweden didn't shut down, their government. They didn't shut down their labor force. And they have been most effective. Switzerland and other countries nearby, Norway, went with the crowd and shut things down. And it's like America. I mean, it's like, how do you get back to any kind of normalcy, or you redefine normal? And this is what we're doing in our country because of, some would say in retrospect, the overreaction of, of our government, sadly. It's just unfortunate. Well, we've been holding and waiting to have our next guest, and we'll bring him on for about 5 minutes, but we really need to bring Professor Wolfram back for a longer period of time, because there's a lot to be addressed here. He's an economic professor at Hillsdale College. Professor Wolfram, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Sorry I was out in the hall and missed your call.
Oh, no worries. We'll just make the most of 5 minutes, but I do want to have you back because what you're going to address here is really important, and that is the president himself said, look, this is the hardest decision I'll ever make, probably in my life. And to say, okay, it's time to get the country back to work. And what makes it difficult is because of the bifurcation within the political system, that we're really not unified in attacking this virus. And he's got to negotiate with the Nancy Pelosi's and the Schumer's and all these other ideologues to find some middle ground here in order to get this country back to work, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, part of the problem is that there's so much uncertainty, and then there's, oh, and we're in the midst of a presidential campaign, so you have all sorts of different incentives going on, and it's easy to blame when you have something like this. I mean, it's enormously easy to blame and say, oh, well, you should have seen that or you should have seen this, when in fact at the time we didn't really know what was going on, and shutting down the economy and costing millions of jobs is something that you don't take on lightly.
Exactly. Well, we had scientists here in the United States that up until 2018 were involved in that project, in that coronavirus project. They deemed it to be too dangerous and stepped away. And meanwhile, a Chinese scientist who was also in the center of all this, she took the ball and ran with it. And so there's still so much yet to understand what's going on in terms of its origination. It seems more and more that the wet market was not necessarily the source, that this was something that was a biological construct by this, you know, by this military laboratory.
Well, and it certainly means that we should be preparing for something in the future. That is, if we're going to spend $700 billion a year on national defense, maybe we should be spending $200 billion a year or whatever on stockpiling and testing materials, et cetera. So, so I certainly think it's going to have a long-term effect on what we're doing here in the United States.
Well, and of course, typical of our political forces, it's easy to throw money at the problem. And this is one of the things that you and I want to talk about, and that is this next stimulus that is being proposed by Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and Congress, is that they need another $1 trillion. But of that $1 trillion, are we going to do something along the lines that you just suggested, or are there some pet green projects and other, you know, Democratic pet projects that really drive the interest of the leader of the Democratic Party?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's clearly an issue here, and that can I just throw some other things in there, because I know that there are certainly things that have to be done, and can I throw in things that otherwise no one would be voting for, but knowing that we've got to get it done right away, I'll get my pet project put in, and, you know, that's what's called rent-seeking in the economics profession, and so, yeah, that's something that we really have to worry about.
Well, we worry about it, but yet it keeps on going. And meanwhile, they get their money, and we've got everyday Americans, you know, waiting, chomping at the bit, waiting for their money. Some, in some cases, like unemployment, they've paid into it. It's there. Release the doggone funds so that people can, you know, heal some wounds here right now that wasn't of their own doing.
Yes, I mean, I think that's a point to be made. That is, it's not a matter of your restaurant, you know, had too many tables, or you had, you know, had the wrong, sort of menu, but rather the government is, you know, forcing you to shut down. And so, there is some, you know, I think that we do have to look at the fact that we've got 30-year Treasury bonds are at 1.5%. One of the things we might want to do is that other people have suggested is that they're that we sell bonds to spread the cost of this thing out over 30 years, and then you can come back in 2 years and deal with it.
Yes. No, I think there's some great ideas in the offing. I thought Mark Cuban offered a couple of ideas yesterday on TV that could make some sense. But, you know, again, this is an all-hands-on-deck kind of proposition where we need to get, you know, get some people in there to really hammer this out. And I don't know if, you know, if we can do it outside of the political, you know, dynamics that we're having to deal with, because they seem to be too often off point, Professor. Professor, look forward to having you back, where we can have more of a conversation, longer conversation, because I want to hear more from you, okay?
Well, great. Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the director of social impact product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With community help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access community help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is leading the world now in the number of coronavirus deaths. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says there are some good signs when it comes to the numbers of hospitalizations and ventilator incubations, but he also says he doesn't want to make it a premature decision to ease up on social distancing.
If you just say, okay, it's whatever, May 1st, click, turn the switch on, obviously if you do it in an all-or-none way, there's an extraordinary risk of there being a rebound.
They're in cleanup mode across much of the South today after a deadly Easter Sunday tornado outbreak. At least 7 deaths are blamed on those twisters. Oil prices are now mixed after OPEC and its allies agreed to historic production cuts in the face of a glut of oil. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's what we do. It's how we roll 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thank you for joining in on the effort. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Tim Winter is with us, the president of the Parents Television Council, their nonpartisan education organization, advocating responsible entertainment. And right now, in light of our kids at home, for extended periods of time, unlike what was happening not that many weeks ago, PTC has wisely, I believe, calling on broadcasters to reestablish the family hour and educational programming for families. Tim, welcome to the show. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill, good day to you and your listeners from Hollywood. It's a pleasure to be back on the horn here with you.
Yeah, happy Easter Monday. Easter Monday it is, we celebrate the day after as well. Tim, what you're doing here in calling, broadcasters to reestablish this family hour, and I'd say before then, and I think a lot of parents anecdotally are saying, look it, we're here with the kid. We're actually seeing, whoa, I didn't realize this kind of stuff was on the TV at this time, and so parents are responsibly becoming more proactive about what the kids are watching. We have efforts like Focus on the Family, offering special free streaming opportunities, Disney, other things like that that seem to be more family-oriented. But still, there is it's easy for some of these broadcasters just to let their regular programming go and not consider that the demographics of their potential viewers has altered dramatically, has it not?
I think it's a beautiful way of teeing up this issue, Bill. What you said is exactly right. I don't know how many times we're probably both getting tired of saying we're in uncharted waters. And as families, I think more parents now are finally slapping their hand in their forehead saying, okay, now I get it. I didn't realize how much negativity, how much toxic, sexually explicit, violent, profane, content that's out there just seemingly everywhere. And you know, broadcasters, I think, have, well, not I think, you know, legally have a higher obligation to serve the public interest. They have broadcast licenses. Every radio and television station in the country has a broadcast license that they are granted for free. It's worth lots of money. They get it for free to serve the public interest. We think one of the public interest obligations a broadcaster should be considering right now is to do more to help families, to help those children at home and the families who are trying to deal with an increase in media consumption.
And Tim, maybe on the other side of this, as they realize some of these other, you know, streaming entities and TV channels that have made the appropriate adjustments to this new demographic outreach, and if they see an increase, maybe they will begin to see it. But greater than that, and I appreciate what PTC has done and how you've led them to really, you know, draw a line in the sand here. I mean, if not now, when? I mean, you keep, you know, drawing the line and, you know, people wonder, they, you know, as you say, they're waking up and realizing, oh, my God, Tim was right. This is actually worse than we thought. You know, the kind of language, the influence that the media is having on our kids, and we somehow take it in stride and say, well, you know, that's the current culture. Well, just because that's the current culture doesn't mean that you cannot stand up for the things that are godly and responsible, that are going to serve our children, you know, more effectively down the road. I mean, like, we just want to just pour all this negativity and all this poison into their minds and then wonder why, when they're 30, they're so dysfunctional?
Yeah, you know, I spent an awful lot of my years in my career working in the television and streaming media, digital media businesses. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of wonderful friends that are still, you know, wake up every morning trying to do what they can in those lines of work. I remind them that, you know, we've been fighting this for a long time, trying to say, quit insulting the values of families, mm-hmm. because you're going to drive them away. And what happens is they are driving them away. They have been driving them away. Broadcast networks have a fraction of a share of what they used to have just not that long ago.
Exactly.
And the reason is because they alienate so many families. Families are forced to go elsewhere. And here's a chance, using the public airwaves, the free airwaves, for broadcasters. And when you think about it, broadcasters, what's the first word? Broad. Mm-hmm. Broadcast. You're not, you know, there's so much darkness. There's so much gruesome, horrific negativity in the storytelling. Isn't this the time where we can be light? Don't we have enough darkness right now in this world around us that we could have perhaps a little bit of levity in our programming? And I think this is a chance for broadcasters to reclaim the family audience by programming more to their needs.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I realized here recently, Tim, only to touch on the spiritual for just a bit, because I believe that no matter what happens, you know, the spiritual aspect has to be considered, especially on the hills of Easter when the light came shining through that grave.
Absolutely.
Is that here we are in the year 2020. 20 numerically in God's terms represents redemption. And I think this is an opportunity. This is a call for us to redeem those things that are good and proper and right. The things that, that God blessed this country with for a God-given purpose. And I believe when we honor that purpose, it goes well for us. When we kick at the goads and we think, oh, well, it's just too much that we just, you know, maybe we're just being too religious here and that sort of thing. I'm telling everybody, get ready, because there is going to be a dramatic, eye-opening wake-up call for this country, because I think it's been a good thing in a sense that people have not been able to go to church right now. And the way some of these states are responding, that they're taking pictures of people's cars and then, you know, going to their homes and saying, look, at you're going to be on quarantine. Here's a ticket for you. Here's a $500 ticket because you didn't move the car fast enough out of a drive-in church, you know, Sunday service. You know, these kind of things, there's going to be a reawakening in a dramatic way for spiritual issues, and that will be the foundation and the thrust to clear some of this stuff up, Tim, I believe.
Well, I was raised, the values of my family, my mother instilled in me, if you have right motives, if you're acting out of proper right motives, the unintended consequences are usually good.
Yes.
Even if, you know, the things you don't expect. So this is a chance, really, for the entertainment industry, all of Hollywood. And it's interesting, you know, Hollywood families are locked down too. And, mm-hmm. and you'd think that maybe they would have a chance to look and see what it is they're doing that, that they could be doing better. And we hope that this is a chance for them to look introspectively to say, you know what can we be doing to be a healthier and happier and a more wholesome environment, not just for somebody else's family, but even for my family too.
Exactly. Well, look at, they're not going to be able to have these big venues. I think maybe we're a year, 2 years down the road, Tim, for people to once again feel like it's okay to go to a stadium and sit next to a stranger who just bought their ticket like they did, and to enjoy a concert outing or a sporting event. This is going to take some time. There's no flip of the switch, which Dr. Fauci had suggested, which I think he was, being extreme here. Nobody is saying we're going to flip a switch here. This is going to be a process.
Yeah, and it's, when you look at the venues for entertainment, the movie theaters, for concerts and so forth, we don't know what we don't know.
Mm.
And what we do know is that right here, right now, children are at home. Their families are more frequently at home. They're spending more time together. The television networks have said for a long time, we don't need the family hour because families don't watch television together anymore like they did back in the 70s and the 80s. Well, guess what? Those rules are kind of on their head right now. People
exactly.
are watching again together. And let's appeal to their better angels to say, give us an hour, 1 hour a night, like it used to be, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific and mm-hmm. 7 to 8 in the Central Mountain Times. Give us that hour back as a family where we can watch together without being insulted, assaulted, and offended by the explicit edgy content that is everywhere else. Let's give us an oasis of an hour per night at least.
Especially, yes, exactly. And especially with the choices that are available, Tim.
Yep.
I mean, we've got plenty of channels. They can knock themselves out and, people can choose as they would want to. But I think the upside of all this, Tim, is what I'm realizing and hearing from, our parents is that, hey, they're loving having time with their family right now. It's not all bad.
No, wonderful.
Exactly. He's the president of the Parents Television Council, Tim Winter. Thank you, Tim.
This report is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo and AstraZeneca. An estimated 155,000 Americans are currently living with metastatic breast cancer, meaning it has spread from its original location to other parts of the body. 1 in 5 breast cancers are HER2 positive. Despite treatment advances, the disease is considered incurable, and patients may eventually progress on treatment. More options have been urgently needed. Now there's a new treatment available. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, recently granted accelerated approval for Enhertu, famtrastuzumab, deruxtecan, and XKI, a HER2-directed antibody drug conjugate for the treatment of adult patients with unresectable or metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer who have received 2 or more prior anti-HER2 regimens in the metastatic setting. Enhertu is approved under accelerated approval based on tumor response rate and duration of response. Continued approval for this indication may be contingent upon verification and description of clinical benefit in a confirmatory trial. This new medicine is in a class of targeted therapies called antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, that are designed to selectively deliver chemotherapy inside cancer cells. Ion E. Krop, MD, PhD, Associate Chief of Breast Oncology, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, commented,
"With this approval, we now have a drug available that may benefit patients in whom other drugs have stopped working."
Enhertu can cause serious side effects, including lung problems that may be severe, life-threatening, or that may lead to death, low levels of a type of white blood cell called neutrophils that can lead to serious infections, and heart problems that may affect your heart's ability to pump blood. Enhertu can cause harm to an unborn baby when administered to a pregnant woman. The most common side effects of Enhertu include nausea, feeling tired, vomiting, hair loss, constipation, decreased appetite, low red blood cell counts, low white blood cell counts, diarrhea, cough, and low platelet counts. Visit Enhertu.com for additional important safety information and full prescribing information, including boxed warning and medication guide.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, that is the lost art of social distancing when you can live vicariously within yourself, Adam Holtz. I'm just saying, you know, as we
are perfecting. Me up every time. Just makes me laugh.
Just kind of, I just want to make sure that you're still alive and everything's well. We're getting, he's the director for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. Adam Holtz joins us now. He was dealing with some respiratory stuff. You weren't totally certifiable COVID, I guess, huh?
No, I never actually had a COVID test because good luck getting one. I mean, Right. Seriously.
Well, the deal is the way they're thinking, and I was surprised that Dr. Birx, I mean, again, all these numbers are so juiced, right?
Right.
If you'd have gone in and something, God forbid, terribly would have happened for it. Well, even if you went to the hospital, they would have just said you had COVID-19 because
Right. Now
they can assume it.
Right.
They just look at you. You look like a COVID person, so we're going to put a check mark on it and have you be part of the statistics here.
Well, here's the thing. I want to take the antibody test because this is a tangent straight off the top here, but yeah. My wife had a business trip in February to Dallas. She came home. She came home sick. Then my daughter got sick, then my son got sick, then my other daughter got sick.
Oh my gosh.
And I took her into the ER, and she had 103.5 fever and all the flu symptoms, and they tested her for the flu and she came back negative, and the doctor said, and I quote, "It's something just like the flu, but not the flu." And then I got sick with seemingly everything, simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Maybe my whole family's already had the whole thing. I mean, honestly, how would you know?
No, exactly. Well, and this is the deal, the way, with without a test, you don't know. And that's interesting. The doctor would say, well, it's not the flu. And there are two strains of flu. We have A and B.
Right.
And then you have this coronavirus that's out there that, they're saying is some sort of derivative of SARS and HIV.
Right. Right. No, that's right. So, there's so much we don't know, and there's so much, I think, not necessarily nefarious, but well-intended speculation, because the people in charge, rightly want to give answers. But, when you've got the place where it originated, they're not giving answers, so that doesn't help anything.
Right, exactly. Well, because they want us to. Well, they're giving us answers, but it's deflection. It's not anything
right.
Truthful. I mean, they're trying to say this was all. It all came from bats, and Oh, well, let's look back at the history of what was being sold in the wet market during that period of time. Oh, they weren't selling bats during that time.
No, it's weird.
So it's just been one lie compounded after another. And again, it reinforces, Adam, what I've been saying. And I tell the kids all the time, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we got a lot of crazy opinion, even from people that should know better.
Yeah, whether, that's exactly right.
You know, whether it's Dr. Fauci or Dr. Birx, you know, people that we've come to say, well, you know, we like to hear from them. But now, you know, after you've heard from them for a while, like anything, you know, you're almost better off being a mystery. That's like you. See, you're a mystery, and people just...
Right.
You're bigger than life. I mean, it's like, hey, but...
Right.
You know,
I live vicariously through myself.
Right, exactly. You see, but once you come out of the grave, then, you know, that's it. You know, there's no denying. Although they still try to deny that, right?
Well, exactly. I can think of another story they tried to shoot down that's in that category.
Yeah, without a doubt. And here we are, you know, years later, as Josh McDowell reported in his book, The Resurrection Factor, which he set out to write in his college experience. He said, well, you know, this Jesus thing is such a hoax. I mean, these people buy into this stuff. This is ridiculous. I'm going to go prove it wrong. In the process of trying to prove it wrong, he convinced himself that there was more truth.
Wrong.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. It's like to think about even afterwards, how many hundreds of people immediately following Jesus' resurrection, you know, went to their death. They were martyred. I mean, who would die for a hoax?
No, you don't martyr yourself for a lie.
No. No. So, you know, and here it is. We're the benefactors thousands of years later of an empty tomb.
Yes.
And, and here we are. Hey, look, it's up to us. I mean, you know, this is an interesting time, you know, with Passover, still in play, you know, the Jewish followers and believers are, you know, they've cleaned out all the leaven, you know, out of their homes, which is representation of sin.
Yep.
And we should follow their lives because, and follow their example of evaluating and making sure that there's no leaven in our household. I was just talking with Tim Winter with the Parents TV Council.
Yeah, PTC.
Yeah, and they do such a great job. And here he is just trying to redeem the old hour that families used to have, the family hour, if you remember, on television.
Yep.
But, you know, what's happened is the, you know, these broadcast networks feel like, okay, well, you know, it's just, it doesn't matter. It's not that important. Oh, yeah, right. You know, families aren't together that much anymore, so we shouldn't respond. Well, why not be a contributor to bringing families back together?
All of the research shows that those are the things that actually sell. Mm-hmm. I mean, when people vote with their dollars, I know we're talking about movies now, so it's a little apples to oranges, but PG and PG-13 movies consistently make more money than R-rated movies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make money, the research tells you how to do it.
Right, exactly. But they want to deny it because they're artists. They're creative people.
Right.
And you can't, you know, constrict their desire to express themselves. You know, God forbid that common sense or, you know, human ethics and morality would dictate that. No, let's just, no holes barred. And, you know, as Pat Riley would call it, the disease of more, they just keep upping the game. You know, we just, after all the different ways they found to explode bodies on the big screen, we need even better ways to explode more bodies. And somehow if we can get those body parts into the audience and get it on them, God, wouldn't that be cool?
God, yep.
We are bizarre. I mean, you know, and you think about it, here we are, Adam, with this new normal that we're faced with, you know, we're not going to be assembling in these, you know, big arenas, you know, even Franklin Graham yesterday, he's there at Central Park with Michael W. Smith, who was wearing his mask, not wearing his mask, back and forth, which I thought was curious, but that's okay. But he mentioned, he goes, you know, my dad was just there, you know, not that many Easters ago, you know, giving, you know, preaching a sermon. And here he is by himself, you know, he and Michael W. Smith. But it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while, you know, coming back to, you know, church again, going in these venues. I would say that I believe that we're going to come to church faster than we will to a football game.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, I think that's exactly right, because there's a deeper spiritual impulse. And for many of us, we have at least a passing familiarity with the people we're sitting next to in church. So it's not the strangers you might be next to in a football or basketball arena.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully they're responsible enough that if they're not feeling well, stay home.
Right.
Even more so. I mean, we've been casual about the flu. People have come to church, which still, you know, is a pet peeve of mine, and now even more so, is, look, and I understand you need Jesus, but you can get Jesus at home.
Right.
And you don't need to be bringing that stuff into the house of worship.
Right.
And, that's irresponsible. But, you know, and I don't know if we're going to have, you know, thermometers at the entrances of churches or whatever, you know, whatever process, because sometimes people just aren't responsible enough.
Well, that's right.
Sadly.
Yep. Yeah.
But, again, I think the opportunity, as we were mentioned earlier, getting back to movies, is opportunities like what Focus on the Family is doing with Focus at Home.
Yep.
In making free subscriptions available. Some of these, I mean, we're finding out, I'm hearing anecdotally across the country, that online viewership of Sunday services is up like 10, 15 times.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's through the roof because, you know, what else are people going to do? I don't know that we've had quite as many unique views at our church as, you know, we have people coming to church, but it's pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty close.
Yeah. But it's saying that, look, we can adapt but certainly we long to have, you know, the association with fellow believers. Whether we will do that in the big churches again, I think time will tell.
Yep.
But I think you're going to have an increase of home worship and home gatherings. Interestingly enough, it's deja vu all over again. It's the way the church started, right?
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right.
So what are you hearing in terms of, you know, the success of Focus at Home and Focus in the Family and what other things? Because you guys have a very active, I mean, the
yeah.
sophistication of connectivity that Focus has online with their followers is just incredible.
Well, I don't know if I'm at liberty to give numbers out, so I won't do that. I will say we have had a really healthy response, and you know, we have this radio program that's been going since 1987 called Adventures in Odyssey.
Yes,
which I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with. So we have a thing called the Odyssey Adventure Club, which basically gives you access to 800 plus episodes of that going back, you know, 35 years.
800. Gosh, yeah. Imagine that is huge.
And that the response for that's been totally bonkers because we're giving away a month free if you go, sign up for that right now.
Yeah. And that's all part of the Focus at Home program, right?
Right.
Offerings?
Right.
Yeah. And so in addition to Adventures in Odyssey, I mean, a plethora of creative works, produced by Focus on the Family and the geniuses that all reside there. I mean, what a blessing that Focus is. And how can they be in touch, Adam?
You can find everything you need either at PluggedIn.com or FocusOnTheFamily.com.
And I would say also, should you be led to do so, you know, this stuff is not free. You know,
right.
Yes, Jesus has made everything else free, but in order to continue on with the ministry, Focus would appreciate a donation if you're so inclined. And it's all right there. Adam Holtz with us. Thank you, Adam.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid?